All right, good evening, everyone. For your first song, turn to song number 496 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 496. And for a second song, turn to song number 317. Song number 317.
Sweet.
right, for the last song, turn to song number 356. Song number 356.
Greetings in Jesus' name. I'd like to think a little bit about blessing our wives and mothers. I remember just approximately 22 years ago, maybe a little bit over, I was in Romania at a men's meeting, and we were discussing this thought of having a special service of blessing for some of the babies, young boys that were there. Might have been more than boys, I don't remember for sure. I know Gerald and Elisa's Philip and Stephen Linda's Raphael were both two of the young souls that were part of our group there. I think approximately five babies, and there was some thought of having a special blessing service for babies that were born in our church. And there was several different trains of thought. We came from several different backgrounds, several different denominational influence, and some felt like maybe we were just trying to stay a step away from an Orthodox or Catholic type baptism. Some felt like some of the other practices in the local churches were a nice touch, but we needed to discuss what applied to the Peltonese, the Church of Peltonese. And so I got to listen to that, and I remember Clay Zimmerman's response out of that. Some chose to have a service for their child, some chose not to. And in the first blessing service, he, in a sense, may have skirted the original thought for that, rather than focusing as much on a particular hands-on prayer. It was more talking about how we could be a blessing to these young ones by our lives of example, by lives of blessing and service to God, who we is the reason we are here and the one that we serve. So I've thought about that a lot, and I just thought of that in a little different way this evening, thinking of our mothers having been a blessing to us, and our wives have been a blessing to our children, and maybe in return, I'd like to think of some ways that we can bless them. So maybe some lighter moments of blessing that, in ways that we can bless our mothers, is think they can be blessed by seeing us train our children in similar ways that they may have. For example, singing cheerful, happy songs in the garden while pulling weeds, humming or singing embarrassingly in the grocery store. And believe it or not, some of us may go back to that eventually. Or using the term, you don't have to if you want to, a very annoying phrase to children. And especially is used while trying to deal with bad attitudes. And it just makes sense to us older ones, but it doesn't always right away for younger ones. So going beyond that, I think maybe even more a special way to be a blessing to our mothers is by living and implying godly values, integrity, faithfulness, kindness, a servant heart, and just living lives of commitment and applying many things that we have been taught. And of course, ultimately, this is God's work, and we want to glorify God most of all in all this. So I thought what I'd like to do this evening is I've asked Jared to have a song prepared, a song of and he can maybe introduce it then, but a song of commitment. And I'd like all to ask all the dads and boys, sons, whatever, that want to participate in this to come up, and we will sing this song. And this is a song of blessing to our mothers or those in our lives that are special to us. You can come up at this time.
I have songs for you, please don't need to bring a song book. Thank you. Okay, the song that we're going to sing is Near My God to Thee, and hopefully this isn't too complicated. It's one of my pet songs to sing with men, and I like the words and the way that I've sung this in a group before, so we'll see how this goes. I think we've sung this one other time in an impromptu chorus. Okay, so I wrote down there, first verse is, and chorus is in unison, and that's softly. Second verse, though, like wonder, the tenors help with that, or the tenors jump in, but everybody sings unison. And then on the third verse, there, let the way appear steps up to heaven, all that thou sendest me in mercy given is in unison, then we break into parts, angels delight thee. And on in mercy given, and swiftly I fly, build up from there, in mercy given, and then we'll go for it on angels delight thee. And we'll sing angels delight thee, and still all my song. Sing that full voice. Does that make sense? Oh, there's not too much of an essay there. But. Okay, softly for the first few verses here.
Still, oh my
for that. Thank you, Jared, for leading off in that. Appreciate it. Now let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to sing this evening. We pray that you would have your blessing on this service. And we also, Lord, just want to continue to thank you for those that you have blessed us with in our lives. And we just thank you for our mothers tonight. And we just pray a special blessing on them. And we just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, turn to song number 251 in your church hymnals. And after this song, Jordan's room will be sharing a song with us. Jordan's group can come up.
Sing unseen. A faithful shepherd is my Lord, a faithful shepherd is my Lord. With loving hands he giveth bread, his gentle spirit calms my dread. With
thank you, Mr. Jordan, and the students. Appreciate that. Murray, are you planning on? Okay, if you could have that at this time, that would be great. Sorry I didn't get with you sooner. Okay, Murray is going to lead a song and share his mother's favorite song, I believe. After he's finished leading that song, I'd like to ask the children, 4 years old through our youth group, and Kyler will be in charge of that. Is that what you had in mind, Kyler? Okay. That'll be right after this.
All right. She gave me a choice of a couple songs. I'm going to pick this one, 404 in the Christian hymnal, Fade, Fade, Each Earthly Joy.
Thank you.
So we're going to sing Building of the Temple, This Little Light of Mine, and then The Wise Man and the Foolish Man.
The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house.
let's turn in our Christian hymnal to number 25. Maybe we could stand to sing this song. And after this song, I'd like to ask Matt's group to come forward and sing what you have for us. Number 25 in the Christian hymnal.
We have two songs tonight. The first song is You Are My All in All, and the last song, Sanctuary. And something our youth group does that I really enjoy is like we sit around campfires, it gets pretty late, we start singing. And so some, these are the two songs that we were attempting to sing last night. And we got the lyrics for them, and we are going to attempt to sing them again for you guys.
Strength when I am weak, you are the treasure that I seek, you are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Bearing my guilt, my sin, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. Crucified Lord, Redeemer, King, joyfully now my praise I bring. You are my all in all.
Jesus,
you are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all.
Jesus,
fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus,
I am the
turn to song number 325 in your Christian hymnal. And on the last verse of this song, the chorus can come up. Song number 325.